and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, Pastor Jim continues teaching on the Book of Revelation, and we'll have a special update from the CEO of Lion Energy and our dear friend, Frank Davis. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, John Woodall, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. And
yes,
we've got an amazing show today.
Right,
and
there.
We have a guest celebrity here with us.
We do.
John Woodall. John,
it's good to see you.
Good to have you here, John.
It's been a little while, hasn't it?
John is in behind the scenes, and he needs to be on the show more because he's really... I call him our news director because he's researching news all the time. There's a lot of news breaking, so we want to do this today. We are the Revelation generation.
Yes.
And today, part of today's program is going to be the beginning. And then next week, I'm going to take you from now to the rapture.
Yes.
In Revelation. It's just a few chapters. Which, can I say it's later than you think?
Yeah. Right.
Because it is. And this is part two of the video series that we've been doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
That I want you to get. And it starts today with From Now to the Rapture.
So we have part one, right, Maricela?
Yes.
And then now part two.
That's right. We have part one for a $25 donation, or you can now get the part two for a $25 donation, but we want to make it easy. So if you want both of the series, you can receive both for a $40 donation, and that includes the shipping and handling.
John, what do you have in weather news today about what's going on?
You know, there is so much that's been taking place within the weather that we've already seen this year. Right now, as we speak, they're talking about severe weather outbreaks forecast for the south, including threats of intense tornadoes. So that's coming as we are currently speaking. And just recently, we also saw in AccuWeather the biggest total from record-shattering snowstorms tops 50 inches. As a matter of fact, 52 inches in the Laramie Range has taken place. I know we have...
Where is that?
Wyoming.
Wyoming, yes. Very good.
Wow.
So they've been, even in Cheyenne, they saw over 3 feet of snow.
Wow.
So we are seeing record-breaking snow, seeing weather patterns taking form right now over the south. So it seems like we're going from one to the next right now.
Yeah,
Rick Joyner told us when those extremes these are the warnings. And this is where we are.
Yeah.
And these are the signs of the next event the four horses of the apocalypse, which they've been riding, believe me.
Yeah.
And that fourth horse, my Lord, that's the COVID-19. God's trying to wake us up.
That's right.
And today I just want to share a little bit, and then Frank Davis is going to share a word with us, too, live from his factory.
Yes.
Okay. So, John... Any other thing about the weather? The sixth seal is opening, and many things are about to happen that go with weather. That's why I was asking you today.
Well, a matter of fact, Denver has seen 27 inches of snow at their international airport. Nebraska has seen historic conditions right now, 19 inches of snow that has taken place there. So all across like kind of the northern Midwest right now, we're seeing large amounts of snow, whiteout conditions in some places. I know we're seeing volcanoes taking place in diverse places, as well as earthquakes, which I know we're going to get to those here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But there is, honestly, in the news right now, there are conditions happening that the Bible has depicted for thousands of years.
Yeah,
we just, within the past few weeks, have seen New Zealand have a cluster of major earthquakes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't seen more tsunami warnings or anything like that there, but they had several 7.5s followed up by a 8.1 and just continuously 6.5, 5.5, on down into the fours. But for a good week or so, that whole area has been shaking. And right now, just in the Bering Straits, right off the coast of Russia, we're seeing a cluster of earthquakes take place there. So really? It seems to be going from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Okay, we're going to talk today about the sixth seal, and this is where we are now. This is what's next, people.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
But let's go to Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. And I'm not going to go deep into this today, but next week I'm going to. You guys cleared some time,
yes,
right,
Mon? Yes, we have, absolutely.
Marcella?
Yes, we want your teaching, absolutely.
So we got some time for next week.
Yes, we do.
And also next week, we have Steve Quayle back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I invite Steve Quayle? He just was on a week ago or so.
Yeah.
But because this crisis is now.
Right.
And what he has to say is so powerful.
That's right.
That he has more information. He's coming back. All right, quickly, Revelation 12, 6:12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. Okay? These are the seals, as the Bible seals, we call it, you know. And lo, there was a great earthquake. I want to make sure this is on the screen for you. This was a great earthquake. And that word great is mega in the Greek. Means mega. You know, being prophetic, I shake inside when I say certain things. I know,
right.
You know, just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But mega. This is not a normal earthquake. This is next, people.
Mm.
And I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, that the scrolls had a seal on them.
Yeah.
You know, so he's opening this up and revealing it to John. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And like blood, like, and for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, the Bible says. In the Revelation, or Matthew, actually, 24, also says the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the earthquakes and all. And so, but it says there are earthquakes in diverse places in Matthew. And I want people to understand where we are.
Right.
And you know, King James, sometimes if you don't study it, it's like the word divers. Anybody who knows English knows divers means many, but not always. I mean, it's not the way we talk. Mm-hmm. We're going out and go to diversity places.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't say that.
No.
But this means a lot of earthquakes. John, have we had a lot of earthquakes?
Absolutely. A matter of fact, just last week, I think you were talking about Iceland has seen over 20,000 earthquakes take place there. And experts...
In just a few weeks, two days?
Yes. And
thousands.
Experts are concerned over that volcano exploding.
Do you know, I used to keep track of the numbers of earthquakes, and I'll probably be reading them some more, but I mean, there were just a few hundred, and then a few thousands.
Yeah.
And now
year by year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all at once there was thousands of earthquakes in one spot?
Right.
And it's happening all over the world, like
all
Alaska
over.
And everywhere.
Yes.
It's going on. So let me go on here. So this is the Revelation generation.
Yes, it is.
So let's roll this special news piece. What happens if the mega earthquake hits California tomorrow?
The mega earthquake. It's coming. We don't know exactly when or how big it's going to be, but it's coming. It will be chaotic. And with millions of lives on the brink, California will be put to the ultimate test. Some experts predict it could be a catastrophic 8.2 magnitude quake. If the mega earthquake hits California tomorrow, what sort of devastation could we be dealing with? If it is the big one, it would have a magnitude of about 8 that would rupture a 322-kilometer stretch along the southernmost part of the fault. Buildings built before 1980 are in danger of collapsing. A recent study suggests that up to 25% of the buildings constructed to the current earthquake code will be unusable after the quake. After the big one, explosions could be triggered and fires would erupt throughout the devastated cities. Landslides could lead to more fatalities and damage. Electricity and sewage could come to a halt, along with transportation. Highways, railways, airport runways, and bridges could become unstable for weeks, even months. One of our basic survival needs is access to fresh water, which would be difficult after the quake. The major aqueduct infrastructure that pumps water into Southern California crosses the San Andreas Fault, so it seems unlikely that this would be unaffected. Now, if you're thinking it couldn't get any worse than that, parts of the San Andreas Fault also intersect with oil and gas pipelines. If these pipelines break, the lethal consequences, both for human health and the environment, will be devastating. But what is the economic impact? Well, California has the fifth largest economy in the world, so not only would the effects be felt by California and the United States, they would also impact the world. The estimated cost of the big one is $200 billion. $33 billion of this comes from property damage and $50 billion in lost economic activity. Less than 20% of California buildings are covered by earthquake insurance, so most people will need to pay the rebuilding costs. These same people might decide to relocate to other parts of the U.S. So, with the largest U.S. economy and the fifth largest in the world crushed, would this send us into another global economic crash?
That's wow, something. Is that powerful?
Yeah, yeah. It is, absolutely.
And Steve Quayle is going to be here next week talking more about and showing shocking things.
Yeah.
He is so stirred by this. He believes, yeah, like I do, mm-hmm, that we're in the last days. We're in Revelation, and we're in chapter 6, and I've just been reading to you verse 12. I got so much to do on today's show that I need to go along, but back at verse 12, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. People, that great earthquake is coming. It's time for us to prepare and be ready,
yeah,
to have your food storage, to have your water storage. He mentioned, yeah, the water stories in this piece.
When you heard this video, what did he just say? He says the access to fresh water will be difficult. And this is why, Dad, we have been so passionate about equipping our partners with tools and resources to make sure that your families are prepared. You know, something this simple, this, yes, technology, and it's not simple, it's an amazing, yeah, technology that, mm-hmm, has been created that we have been able to offer for, mm-hmm, many years. But I hope that you guys take advantage of this. And we have put together an offer which has six of the extreme. This filter right here, this is the extreme filter. This is the one that you want to have in times of natural disasters. You can literally take this bottle, keep it with you in your vehicles,
yes,
in your car, and you can take this water and filter out dirty water from ponds, from toilets, yeah, wherever it may be.
Well, you know, people can use their rain barrels.
Yes.
But the thing is, you can't drink out of a rain barrel. It has wigglies in it and squigglies and infectious things that could hurt you. But you take from the rain barrel, you take this, mm-hmm, and you can filter it and make pure drinking water.
Yes,
these little drinking
bottles.
I've studied this for decades, really.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is the bottom line. Mm-hmm.
This is as simple as it gets right here. This is the bottle. You go, you put water in here, and this is the key. This technology right here, always remember,
yes,
to take off that sticker so that the water will filter. But this filtration system can truly save lives.
Yes.
And you've been preaching this. This, we need water to survive, folks. We have to have ways, and God has created technology to help us be prepared for the days that we're living in. But the watchman has been saying, the scientists are back backing up the watchmen, and they're saying it's not if, but it's when.
Right.
So we are calling on you to sound the alarm and to prepare your family today.
Mm-hmm. Get your preparedness all together. I mean, we're sitting right here in a lot of weather as we tape this broadcast, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, I'm into preparedness. Always have been. And these are one of the most excellent tools. And that's what we always do is provide you with tools so you can get prepared.
We're facing God's judgment.
Mm-hmm.
God's judgment is going to come on wicked cities and wicked states and wicked people that have mocked God.
Yeah.
But God's people are going to be in those cities and in those areas. So they need to be ready.
That's
they need to be prepared
very,
very, very much. Now, I have another B-roll that I wanted to run. And I want you to know, what if a volcanic apocalypse would happen tomorrow?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's look at this.
Right now, there are 1,500 active volcanoes on Earth. If every volcano on Earth erupted at once, it would set off some high-magnitude earthquakes. This is because so many volcanoes are located near the shifting tectonic plates of the Earth. And while the lava and earthquakes would certainly do some major damage, one of the biggest blows we're going to face is the nasty gases that spew out of volcanoes. Clouds of gas, smoke, and ash can travel in almost liquid-like motions to anywhere in the world. They could smother the Earth in a matter of minutes. But let's say for a second you managed to survive the initial explosions. Well, I've got two very upsetting words for you. Volcanic ash. The volcanic ash would black out the skies, blocking any sunlight in the process. This would cause the temperature on Earth to plummet. Without the sun, the Earth's surface temperature would plunge to 0 degrees after the first week, and then to minus 66 degrees by the end of the first year. To make matters worse, no sunlight means no plants, which means no food for animals. Most animal species would go extinct, as the loss of plants would set off a mass extinction due to its impact on the food chain. And don't hold your breath for the stragglers. You can expect acid rain to take care of them. This is because of those volcanic gases we mentioned earlier. Hydrochloric acid, hydrogen fluoride, hydrogen sulfide, and sulfur dioxide would condense in the atmosphere, and they would fall to the Earth as rain. This would then contaminate any freshwater supply we had left.
Wow.
Wow, that is so powerful.
It really
we had
is.
We talked about volcanoes recently with Steve Quayle.
Yes.
And I keep saying now he's going to be here in about a week. So watch every day.
Oh, yeah.
We have guests that.
Amazing guests.
Nobody gets the guests that we get on our show.
The best.
Because they come here knowing we're going to give them the time to talk.
That's right.
And, you know, this is my day. I get to talk today because every once in a while you all give me some time to talk. So I get to teach a little bit. And I'm going to be teaching in the next few weeks, too. I'm from now to the rapture. Where does it take place? And it's just a short period of scripture that we're going to be talking about to right up to the rapture. So you'll know when it's the signs from now to the rapture.
That's right.
So we talked with Steve Quayle about the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. and had several volcanoes that could become active at any moment. He shared also with us an article and a video clip with us about Antarctica and the volcanoes that were discovered under the ice in 2013. What if those volcanoes started erupting? Let's watch this clip that came from Steve Quayle.
Deep beneath the thick layer of million-year-old ice, something is lurking quietly, waiting to rip through the rigid ice sheets. No, not that. This enormous icy wasteland is sitting on top of a volcanic ridge. And in our hypothetical world, these volcanoes are about to wake up. Could their scorching lava wipe out the surface of Earth? Or would the thick Antarctic ice stop the lava before it makes our planet uninhabitable? Antarctica is the coldest continent on Earth, and it's quite mysterious. We didn't know it had active volcanoes buried underneath it until 2013, when scientists accidentally detected two clusters of small earthquakes. Now that we've scanned Antarctica with ice-penetrating radar, we know that there are many more volcanoes hiding below the ice. 138, to be precise. But that's only the ones we know of. How many more could be hibernating there? And how much trouble would we be in if all those volcanoes suddenly decided their slumber was over? It shouldn't be too surprising that these ash-breathing ruptures have been buried underneath Antarctica's ice shield this whole time. After all, volcanoes are easy to come by, even outside our home planet. There are volcanoes on Jupiter's moon Io, Saturn's moon Enceladus, and on our planetary neighbor Venus. But let's not waste our time there. We've got our own world to save. Do you know what happens when a volcano erupts? There are usually warning signs before the real action begins, like the waves of earthquakes. They indicate that there's molten rock moving beneath the surface. Then, lava and ash join the party, accompanied by heated gases. It depends on a variety of scenarios and the kind of lava involved, but on average, lava moves at about 10 kilometers per hour. Pretty easy to outrun. But when a major eruption occurs, a volcano releases superheated gases and ash. Combined, they create something called a pyroclastic cloud. These things are hot, reaching up to 700 degrees, and they can move at 80 kilometers per hour. Being trapped by one of these would mean the end of days for you. But Antarctica's volcanoes are a different story. They're buried under layers of ice that are more than 4 kilometers thick in places. We wouldn't be dealing with volcanic gases making their way to the surface, at least as far as one eruption goes. The heat released would melt massive caverns in the ice, creating substantial amounts of meltwater. And that's when things would start getting ugly. The newly created meltwater would cause the ice above it to move more rapidly. The Antarctic ice cover would begin heading into the ocean. From there, the domino effect would kick in. The huge weight of the ice puts all that pressure on volcanoes, keeping them stable. But decrease that pressure, and a volcano gets limbered up, and magma finds a way out through an eruption. In the case of Antarctica, multiple volcanic eruptions could wake up over 100 other volcanoes and destabilize the entire region. As the volcanoes continued to blow their tops, more meltwater would be created, causing more of the Antarctic ice to slide into the ocean. Antarctic ice would be enclosed by warmer ocean currents. On one hand, we'd get a new look at Antarctic bedrock that's been hiding under the ice this whole time. On the other hand, the ice wouldn't just disappear into thin air, it would melt. And if all of Antarctica's ice melted, it would raise the global sea level by about 60 meters. Rising sea levels could contribute to major storms moving slower and dropping more rain. Hurricanes and typhoons would wreak havoc on the Earth's surface. Wildlife along coastal areas would lose their habitats, and agricultural soil would become contaminated with salt. Extensive flooding would push millions of people away from the coastline. If the eruptions happened in the span of one day, we'd be looking at thousands of deaths and storms wiping out everything floating in the oceans. But let's go back to Antarctica for a second. Now that all the ice has melted, what about the rampaging magma? The good news is it wouldn't turn the Earth into a lava world. After all, the eruptions would occur underwater. The hot magma would solidify in the cold water of the Antarctic Ocean and maybe add more real estate to Antarctica's own bedrock. But things don't end there. When volcanoes erupt on land, they spew out heated gases, including carbon monoxide, methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen. To go along with this, there's usually some water vapor thrown into the mix. By some estimates, volcanoes are responsible for the release of 645 million tons of carbon dioxide every year. If the Antarctic volcano eruptions turned out to be powerful enough, they would blow open huge expanses of ice, allowing the release of even more toxic greenhouse gases. When one of Antarctica's surface volcanoes, Mount Tacae, erupted some 18,000 years ago, it spewed out the chemicals that ate a hole in the ozone layer. That hole warmed up the southern hemisphere and caused glaciers to melt. It helped wrap up the last ice age. Now, imagine over 100 volcanoes erupting all at once. That can't be good for our planet.
Wow.
The last part of chapter 6, where we are right now, where we're telling you we're moving out of the horses to chapter 6, says every mountain and island was removed from its place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it says every mountain?
Yeah.
Volcanoes are something you don't get because we haven't seen them as much. We've seen them around the world, but when there's a great earthquake and volcanoes erupting, that's exactly what will happen.
Uh-huh.
This whole earth is shaking right now.
Yes.
John tells us about the volcanoes in the news this week, right?
Yes.
And they're everywhere.
They're happening in many, many places.
And they're shaking.
Absolutely.
It's like the a real warning.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We need to do this. We need to be warned about this and all. This is revelation now.
Mm-hmm.
We are in it right now. So what can we do? Another thing you can do is to not only to prepare with water, but you need to prepare for natural disasters. You need to pray for volcano earthquakes. But you need to prepare with food.
Yes.
Tornado season's upon us. Hurricane season will be right around the corner. You need to be prepared spiritually. I know myself, when I'm prepared for what's coming, I can handle it.
Yes.
But when it comes out of left field, one day with a volcanic action around the world will put more junk, into the air.
Pollution and all.
Pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare spiritually, physically, mentally. Yeah. Our product offers, I'm at the point where we've been talking about, will we continue to offer food or not? Because the prices are going up.
Yeah, that's right.
But having food is going to be life and death. Having water is life and death. Marcella, what do we have today, the last day you can order the food at these, at the prices they are right now?
Yes, we have the prepared pantry, and this is the 60 mil buckets that we have available. You can receive one for a $155 donation to the ministry, and that is 13 varieties of food. A few things quickly that you will receive in it is the buttermilk pancakes, the black bean burger, cheesy broccoli rice, spaghetti marinara. I mean, these are foods. These are hearty foods that we have put together. And Dad, you've worked decades.
Yes.
You know, we have worked decades fine-tuning it and making it the very best for you and your family. And these are up to 30 years of shelf life. And so we want you, if you have a larger group, if you have a larger family, we have these six prepared pantry buckets for a donation of $845 to the ministry. Mm-hmm. All these offers that you're seeing on the screen right now, they include the shipping and handling. So that's six of the prepared 60 meal buckets for a donation of $845 to the ministry. There are so many different options that we've put together on the website, jimbakershow.com. These are the final hours for you to take advantage of the valued offers that we have available. Just simply overnight in the next few days, my team will be updating the entire website. We don't want to do it. As you said, Dad, we are trying to literally think about how could we stop this from happening.
Right.
But inflation has come. This is what we've been warning. It is now here at our doorstep.
Yeah.
Gasoline, they say this year will go to $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the left just pulled the rug out from underneath of us. We were the number one producer of oil and gas.
Yes.
And we took over.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to depend on anybody.
No.
Not the deserts or anywhere. We were able to, we were at that. And now they've taken the pipeline offline. They stopped it. It's horrible.
Yes.
People, I'm warning you, you better be ready. You better understand what's happening. You see it.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that you're all aware of it.
Yes.
And I want all the preparedness stuff, and this is our big preparedness day.
Yes.
And the hand sanitizer, which is my favorite one.
Right.
You can get a whole case of those, put it with your stuff.
That's right.
What is a case?
Yes, $50 donation, mm-hmm. and that includes shipping and handling. You'll receive 12 bottles of the 8-ounce, so that's the larger size, 8-ounce hand sanitizer with vitamin E included in it, and that's for a $50 donation. And these are just tools that you can add to your preparedness tools and resources.
Right now, we're going to switch to our good friend, Frank Davis. Frank Davis is the owner of Lion Energy and Davis Distributors. He has been an entrepreneur for 40 years and has started and built several multi-million dollar companies. He is truly one of our dear friends. Frank has participated several years in the seniors games. I don't know how he stays so young, but he managed to win those games. He and his wife Priscilla have 3 children and 6 grandchildren. And welcome back to the program, Frank Davis Live. First of all, why did you develop the Lion Safari ME, which means more energy?
Well, basically, it's an evolution. And we have some incredible engineers. This product, the ME, is by far and away the most powerful, the best portable energy storage unit in existence. It has so many unique features. One of the things that, to me, totally stands out, there's no other portable generator battery like this that charges so quickly. This unit, plugged into a wall, you can charge from empty to full in 83 minutes. If you plug it into solar panels, 6 of them, it's just slightly longer than that. There is no other battery solar generator like this on the market. So this is an evolution in terms of the technology, the development that puts us way ahead of the game compared to anything out there. The reason, Jim, that we're standing where we are, we're in my area of our facility where we do all the testing. Again, another thing that really separates us from anybody else in this space is every single unit that we ship out of here, when it comes in, we test it thoroughly so that when it's shipped out, the consumer, your partners have 100% assurance that it functions exactly the way it's supposed to. I have Mike with me here. And I'm going to walk you through briefly what we do. He will initially, it has a UPC code. He will scan that UPC code so that all the testing is attached to that and we have a record of it. We've developed this particular testing type of equipment that you see right here. It's a proprietary trade secret. We've been even asked by our partners in China if we would share it with them, which we won't, but we've developed all of this testing equipment. This one particularly tests the output. This has approximately a 1,000 watt hour output, and what he will do is test this in terms of, does it match exactly? I'm gonna share one thing with this. We've also tested virtually every competitive product on the market. And the one thing I can say with confidence is all of these come from, quote, China. That's where all the lithium ion batteries are produced. We have never tested a product besides ours that actually matches specs. I use the adage that they have this rounding up philosophy. If they put on the label that is a 10,000 milliamp power bank, we test it and it's under 8,000. But you know, people don't really understand that. When we do it, it goes out. If it doesn't match all the specs exactly, it goes back into production. This is really what sets us apart from anybody in this industry: our testing, our quality control, and the quality of these products. This ME is a standalone product. There's nothing out there like it.
When you ship a unit to our partners, if they order one today, you have actually put it through all this test. Every single unit individually is tested to make sure it's up to your standard.
That's exactly right. I'm going to walk you over to the second part of the test that we do. After we test the unit in terms of its output, we bring it over here, and it has multiple, you know, outputs and inputs. So you have your AC output, you have your DC output, you have all of the USB ports. What Mike is doing now, he's put all of these in at the same time. And so we have the outputs and the inputs, and it's testing. If this is supposed to be a 15 milliamp output, it's gonna test to make sure it does exactly that. Then he tests it over on this machine, and simultaneously, we are able to validate every single function of this piece of equipment in terms of its output, in terms of its input. If we're charging it, it has to charge at a certain rate. If we're charging it from a solar panel, it has to charge at a certain rate. He also scans it again so that all this data is attached to this particular machine. But to answer your question, every single unit that is shipped out to your partners goes through this testing procedure so that there is 100% assurance that product, when it's received, functions exactly as it is designed to function. And we obviously stand behind it, guarantee it, warranty it. Then the beauty about this, we also have the expansion battery. We test that along with it. He plugs it in the back of the unit. We test it to make sure that it has also the output that it's designed. And the combination of these two together give you 3,000 hours, watt hours of output. So what does that equate to? Basically, what we're saying is the beauty about this unit is anything you can plug into your wall socket at home, you can plug into this. If it has a much higher watt draw, it's going to last. It won't last as long, but you know, we have people who literally, we have a video of people that have actually run their entire house off the two of these together.
We have a B-roll, we call them, a video of the Safari More Energy Power unit running a whole cabin. Let's roll that, please, guys.
All right, so I'm going to try and walk you through as many things that are actually turned on as possible here. Actually, every single outlet in this house is currently powered on. You can see that we do have internet, the TV, the Fire Stick, which is providing you know, the stuff that's on the TV. We also have my receiver down there for switching things around, and also the amplifier for my Bose 901 speakers up in the corners. We have lots of little gadgets in the house, like this thermometer gauge here, lots of little lamps, and all of my night lights and all that stuff is currently turned on as well. And you can see down here, I do have my phone actually displaying the current used wattage, which is 944 watts at the moment, which means that my refrigerator compressor is working right now at about 400 watts. You can see that the refrigerator is turned on if I wanted to get ice. And then switch over to water. Everything is working completely normally. So you can see it does have electricity. My entire office is connected, my DSLR camera, my three LED beauty lights, you know, and video lights and stuff. You can see my laptop is turned on and we are connected to the internet right here. Dual monitor setup. It's currently running three different external hard drives. Three external hard drives are being run off that, and this is all sensitive equipment, which I completely trust to the Pure Sine Wave inverter. But as you can see, life is completely normal as far as the electricity is concerned. And this is a lot of stuff, you guys. This is running a lot of individual items. And we're gonna see if we push this guy over the top by using this huge LG microwave. Here we go. We have cell phones charging, computers going, refrigerators. And the microwave for a 1 minute run. But that wraps it up, guys. And just to prove to you that everything is running off of this guy, now I'm gonna turn it off. So you can kind of see my whole house here. Here we go, I'm gonna push the button. There goes my entire house. Absolutely everything except the jetpack over in the corner, which runs our Wi-Fi, and that's because it has an internal battery. That's it. This is right in the middle of my living room. We don't have to worry about noxious fumes or gas or oil or leaks or anybody else hearing it. If you're in an off-grid situation and you don't want people to know you have, you know, this kind of thing, it's a lot quieter than a generator, and it's right here in the middle of my living room, and I think that's pretty darn cool.
That is powerful.
Incredible. That's what I wanted to see right,
you know,
there.
Two of our best friends just bought two of these mega energy.
That's right. These generators. Yeah. These more generators. Energy, the MEs, we call
and,
them.
But here, he showed us how he was running everything. And that was a big cabin. If he calls it a cabin, but that's a house.
Yes. He was using the Safari ME more energy generator paired with the expansion battery. Together, those two units, which we have available right now, but those two units is what was powering his entire cabin. That was just, I mean, even for us who we have seen this product firsthand, but to see that testimony, that's what it's all about, to live life normally when you're in a natural disaster.
Okay, if they're interested, they need to go to the website.
Yes.
And we also have the possibility of financing for this unit.
Yes.
And, you know, our friends are buying this. It is a powerful, it's the most powerful portable unit that we have.
Yes, and it's fuelless generator. So this is the Lion Safari ME Generator Deluxe Bundle. In this bundle, you're going to receive one of these, of the unit right there, the Lion Safari ME Generator, one of the expansion batteries, along with the 100-watt solar panel, one Anderson cable, and, which I think this is amazing, the Safari ME EMP bag. Mm. So all of those items for a donation of $4,900 to the ministry, that is the Lion Safari ME Generator Deluxe Bundle. That is an absolute amazing offer. This offer, like you said, Dad, it's only these last
That EMP
hours.
Bag is, the EMP is the one that, the bomb,
yes,
the shuts off all power, airplanes fall out of the sky, all cars basically, except old ones, won't run anymore.
Yeah, the electromagnetic pulse.
That bag, if you keep your unit in that bag, you just store it in there, really. Mm-hmm. But that will keep it from being burned out when the EMP bombs, if they come off.
Right.
So those who just want to prepare, you need to do this today. I hate to say this, but the price of the unit is going up. The price of copper, I think you told me.
Yes.
Nana is.
Yeah, and actually, Frank, they communicated with me that up to 55% in 1 year, copper has increased.
Yeah.
So this is the type of inflation that we are seeing.
So, Frank, what's happening in the industry that's causing this inflation?
There's a couple of factors that have actually impacted the pricing. One of them actually, as you alluded to, like the EMP bag, has to do with the price of raw materials. Copper alone has increased 55% this last year. That EMP bag is literally 80-90% copper. That's impacted it significantly. Some of the other raw materials have gone up significantly in the last little bit, just like you're seeing gasoline going up now. But the other thing is there has been a significant change in the exchange rate between the dollar and the Chinese currency, which it's significantly increased our price bringing the product in. We've had to adjust quite a bit, and candidly, our prices have gone up, and that's why we agreed to hold this price till the end of the month, but they have to go up. Everything just costs more. So, you know, this, as you have alluded to, there is nothing on the market like this. You know, what I found interesting, all the way back, we went through the Japanese tsunami, and what that did was wake up the industrialized world to say, hey, if this can happen in Japan, it can happen here. And people were, you know, really scrambling for any of the basics. I think, you know, Texas did the same thing here in the U.S. It kind of woke up and said, hey, you know something, this can happen to any of us. At any given time, we could be without power. And if it's in the middle of a winter storm or something, you know, people really suffered. I know, I'm sure you all have friends, neighbors, relatives that have people that went through that. I certainly do. And believe me, we were shipping goods as fast as we could to help people out down there. But it's just an indication that if it can happen there at any given time, it can happen anywhere. There is some time in all of our lives we are going to be without power. When we're without power, you know, the basics, whether that be communication, lights, heat, cooking, you know, we can't appreciate how tough that is until we go through it. This is a lifesaver and something that every single family should have if you care about your family and your well-being. And as you mentioned at the start of the show, Pastor, I use the phrase, if ye are prepared, ye shall not fear.
Wow.
Amen.
You know,
it's good.
John was just reminding me, and just in Texas recently, millions of people were in the dark for weeks.
That's right.
And that's horrible. Yeah. The new financing option for the ME generator, could you quickly, because we're running out of time.
Sure. Well, the beauty about it, we have a partner we've aligned with called Affirm. And so what that is, when they go on the site to look at this, they will have an option right underneath the price that they click on Affirm. And what that is, that gives them the ability, and candidly, you know, it's a very easy process to qualify for it. We probably have at least 90, 85% of people that apply qualify. What it is for 6 months, if they opt to take a 6 month, they can pay for that unit over in equal payments over 6 months with 0% interest. But then they can go up to 2 years in paying that and get that payment down to where you're talking something very livable, $149, $150 a month with an interest rate that's going to be significantly less than what they would have to pay on a credit card. So, you know, it's a great option, especially when you're dealing in a higher price unit. You know, even to have the 6 months option to pay that over 6 months with paying 0% interest is a phenomenal option. And that's available. It's very easy. It's intuitive. And if they, you know, we have people that can help walk them through that if they need help. But really, it shouldn't be a problem for anybody to just follow the application and then they qualify. It's just done. So a great option that we're happy to offer now for all the partners.
Call right now while we watch John and Mondo order Do you call 1-888-988-1588?
Yeah, they can
go
call.
Or go to the website.
They can go to the website, jimbakershow.com. And remember, we have the Lion Safari Emmy Generator Kit Bundle. That's for a donation of $2,800. That includes the shipping and handling. In this, you're going to receive one of the Safari Emmy Generator units, one of the 100-watt solar panels, and the Anderson cord in that offer. Go to the website, jimbakershow.com. But first, let's watch this generator spot with John and Mondo.
John Woodall and I want to demonstrate to you the brand new Lion Safari fuelless generator. Right immediately, right away, you can see the display. For me, that's very important because you want to know how much battery life you have left.
And all you have to do is when you plug it in, you just simply turn on your outputs here, which actually activate these outlets.
Now, I want to demonstrate it. I'm just like a little boy. I want to demonstrate as we go along. But if you push that output on, you're going to see that immediate display turned on. Mm-hmm. Now, can you plug it in for us? And yep. You're going to see that this is going to power the lamp.
Okay.
John, we also have a laptop.
Yes.
And I brought the cord, and you're going to plug that in there. And then you can plug that into the side on this side over here, and you're gonna see the laptop can be powered up as well. So we're charging right now my laptop, we're charging the iPad, and we got the light on all at the same time. And as you can see on the display, it's gonna show you the time that you have remaining for the unit to be charged once again. So the display is so important. Now, let's try this, John. Let's do the microwave. We are gonna pop some popcorn, and if you wanna hit the popcorn button, there it is. And that is being powered by the brand new Lion Safari fuelless generator. And right now, and I wanna make it clear, we got the microwave going, we got the lamp on, and we're charging my iPad as we watch the PTL network. All this is going on at the same time. Now, the other thing that you want to do with it is if you want to plug in your solar panel,
right,
then you can plug your solar panel. And while the sun is charging this unit, you can still be running your equipment. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And what I would recommend is when you order this, get it out, play with it, start testing things out like what we're doing.
And you can use this in your living room. You can use this in your kitchen. You can use it in your storage room. If you have an RV, if you're getting ready to travel this summer, this is 45 pounds, by the way, 45 pounds that has handles on the side, easy to carry, easy to mobilize around your home.
As you were talking, we just finished making some popcorn here, and this is pretty amazing.
Ooh,
to see
look
that,
at that
we just
that's
cooked
hot.
Some popcorn right here on our fuelless generator.
We want to offer you the package that is going to include the following. You're going to get the Lion Safari ME generator. You're going to get the 100-watt solar panel and one Anderson cable. But the big one is this one. This is the one that you really want. This is the Lion Safari ME fuelless generator, the deluxe bundle that includes the Safari ME base generator, that includes as well one Lion Safari 100-watt solar panel, one Anderson cable, one Safari Fanshin battery that John is holding right here. This one right here, John, knocks it out of the park when
That's
you
amazing.
Combine the power that is stored in here along with the power that is stored with the fuelless generator. What am I getting when I get this?
You are getting extra battery storage power so you can charge these up and be able to run your equipment a lot longer. So even if you're using power tools in a shed, you know you're gonna need extra power for your tools, your lights, things like that. And that's, you know, oftentimes an everyday use.
Our time is running out. We gotta get back to the program immediately. But first, we wanna show you how this ME Lion Safari fuelless generator powers a refrigerator. And as you can see, the refrigerator, the power is off, there's nothing in it. As I'm plugging it in, the power goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did.
I'm gonna do it again. It turns it off. I turn it back on. The other thing I wanted to plug in, John, is this full-size washer. And this washer is probably on every home. I'm about to plug it in. And the moment I plug it in, but as you can see, it's being powered by the fuelless generator.
That's right.
Now, I want to tell you, I want to remind you, we have the full-size washer going. We have the lamp plugged in. We have my iPad plugged in. And I want to tell you something. All this is being powered by this fuelless generator, the brand new Lion Safari and Me fuelless generator. Now, this is the big one that we want to offer to you today, the Lion Safari Deluxe Bundle.
There you go.
You're going to receive one Safari and Me generator, one Lion 100-watt solar panel, one Anderson cable to go along with your solar panels, and one Safari and Me expandable battery, and one Safari and Me EMP back. Do it today. You never know what's up in the horizon. You never know when you're going to need power and have the peace of mind while you're going through your crisis. Let's get back to our program.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Mondo.
And John.
John. John's here with me.
That's right.
Marcella, we got to go. This is the last moment
for
people to order it if they want to. What do they do?
Yes, order it today at jimbakershow.com, where we have the Lion Safari Emmy Generator Kit Bundle, and that's $2,800 donation to the ministry. This includes shipping and handling. You are going to receive one of the Safari ME More Energy Generator, one of the Lion 100-watt solar panels, and one Anderson cable included in this offer. We also have the Deluxe Bundle. This is a Safari Generator Deluxe Bundle. This is for a donation of $4,900 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included. You'll receive one of the Safari ME Generator Unit, one Lion Energy solar panel, the Anderson cable, and the expansion battery, which gives you up to three times more the power and storage. And of course, one of my favorites, the Safari ME More Energy EMP bag, all for a donation of $4,900 that includes shipping and handling. But we want to make it easy for you, so go to jimbakershow.com, where you can see, you can click right on the very front of jimbakershow.com, and you'll see all the packages that are available, and we also have financing options there as well.
Thank you, Marcella. Our time's gone. John, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate it so much.
Loved it.
And we're so happy to have Frank Davis here with us today live.
Yes.
We have to go. Call me, write me, go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
Yes.
God loves you. Be ready. God loves you. He really does.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.